Ending small business failure. Welcome to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with the number one small business expert, Melinda Emerson. Melinda's goal is to end small business failure, and she'll give you the information you need to succeed and live the life you dream of. Now, here's the small biz lady herself, Melinda Emerson.
Hi, everybody. I'm Melinda Emerson, small biz lady. I'm America's number one small business expert. And it is my pleasure to welcome you to Small Biz Chat. And we have an amazing show for you. You know, we started Small Biz Chat because my mission is to end small business failure. And everything we do is in support of that. So with that, let me tell you a little bit about tonight's guest. Gosh, how do I even talk about this guy? He is a social selling guru. His name is Phil Gerbyshek, and he's going to be talking about how to make real connections online. Phil, welcome to Small Biz Chat Live.
Hey, Melinda. It is fantastic to be here. It's great to see you again.
Yes, yes. We love you so much. We had to have you back 2 weeks in a row, right? So listen, I want to talk to you about making connections online, because that is really, I think we talked a little bit last time about how to make connections in person. But what I want to talk to you about is how can you virtually connect with anyone online anywhere?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And I think a lot of people miss this. They really think it's so much different than it is offline. So first, you have to look people right in the eyes. And I really mean that. You pull up their profile and you look them right in the eyes and you think about them. They've got two eyes. You look real deeply. You really think about what do they need? What are their hopes? What are their dreams? How can you fit into that? It's really important. And I mean that sincerely, because often we just connect and then we don't make any sense of that. So that's the first thing. And then we have to connect them in the eyes, the letter I. So three I's in this one. The first one that's really important is in common. And this is really the easiest way. If this is available, this is the one we should use. In common means who do we know in common? So if we don't know each other yet, but yet Alice knows you and Alice knows me, now I can connect through Alice and Alice can connect me to you because she's someone that you trust, someone that trusts you, and someone that trusts me. So we can talk about that and make that in common connection really, really important to do. When we think more about that, right, the second I to that is insight. And this is one that a lot of small business owners forget about because they think, oh, well, I just have a product or, oh, I just have a service. No, no, you have an insight that can actually change another person's life. So take the time. Think about that person. Again, if you look them in the eyes, like right here first, you know what matters to them. So offer that insight based on your background. And then the third eye is interesting. You have to try to be interesting. You can't just be boring. Do something fun. Do something full of energy or do something unexpected. Sometimes this means that when you're connecting with someone, that you compliment them on something completely unrelated to business. So be interesting and don't be like everyone else. Could be your headshot. It could mean that you wear orange glasses, or it could just be that you have more energy or more respect than anyone else. But please don't be boring. So if you can mix those up, you can connect to virtually anyone by looking them in the eyes and focusing on the three eyes that I just gave you.
I love it. I love that. Now, let's talk about the biggest mistake people make when pursuing relationships, because I've seen all kind of bad practice out here. But tell me, what is your biggest bugaboo that you see that people make mistakes with?
Well, the biggest thing that I see is this illusion of connection. The fact that they connect to someone and then they think suddenly we're all intimate and we're really connected and I can ask you anything because, you know, you've been my LinkedIn friend for months, for years. But we've never had a conversation. So we think because, well, I've been posting on LinkedIn, I've been posting to Twitter, I've been sharing on Facebook, they suddenly somehow think, well, now we're buddies. Now I can ask anything. So, hey, Melinda, why don't you buy my stuff and click my crap and buy my junk? It's like, really, dude? Like, we're not even connected.
Right.
For real. So that illusion of connection is so important. It doesn't mean that we're really connections, right? Really big C connections. Instead, we need to slow down. We need to focus on the relationship and really on what the other person needs. Because to make a sale, it's not about me. It's about them and meeting their needs and meeting them right where they are. And that takes time. Let's just be honest. Relationships don't happen overnight. So slow down, serve more, and you'll sell more.
I love it. Serve more to sell more. That's tweetable right there. I hope my fans out there are tweeting and sharing and leaving comments. Tell us if you're liking this and what you want to see more of on Small Biz Chat Live. That's awesome. All right, now, Phil, I have been told that there's no better way to find leads right now than LinkedIn. Like they say, LinkedIn Sales Navigator is the truth, Ruth. So I want you to tell me, is that true? You know, how can people really leverage LinkedIn for sales leads?
Sure. So, well, the first question you asked, though, is to find. So absolutely, that is where people are. There's no question about it. People are on LinkedIn. You know, new person joins LinkedIn every 2 seconds. All the Fortune 500 is on there. Everybody and just about every business is on LinkedIn. Now, just because you can find them doesn't mean you can catch them. You got to have good bait, right? So I'm not a good fisher person, but I can tell you that I know that throwing dead bait that you threw at every other fish isn't going to catch you any fish. It's not going to make you any sales, and it just stinks. So don't do that. You got to slow down. I was actually talking to one of my coaching clients today, and he said, you know, I have on my profile that I run a business, but I also understand supply chain. Okay, so I understand that. And that's not often the case. But what happens is people say that he owns a business, so they pitch him supply chain solutions. It's like, really? Pay attention. Read a little further. Don't use the single point of connection there, the in common that I just talked about. Go deeper and don't do the same thing. Because if you hit somebody with a dead fish, they're just going to smell bad and want to hit you back. They're not going to want to buy from you. They're going to disconnect. And in this guy's case, he actually actively goes out to his whole network and tells people, don't do business with this person because they don't pay any attention. They just have the same crappy pitch to everybody that they talk to. Boo.
Right. I agree with you.
Are you tired of struggling in your business, not taking a paycheck, dreading dealing with your business in the morning? Are you regretting even starting your business in the first place? Well, I know you're tired, and I also remember what that kind of tired is like. But the good news is, it's time to stop feeling that way. Stop! I'm Melinda Emerson, Small Biz Lady, and my new book, Fix Your Business, is a 90-day turnaround plan to get back your life and reduce chaos in your business. I've been in business nearly 20 years, and let me teach you how to build a business that works for you. Grab a copy today.
So if I'm looking at LinkedIn, I want to use bait that's not the same bait I'm using for everybody else. It's not the bait that worked 2 years ago when I was looking for fish. How should I spruce up my approach on LinkedIn? Like, how do you build relationships on LinkedIn with people you don't necessarily know?
Well, it starts first with your good profile, right? That you look like someone of value. A lot of people, they put it out there and they think that it's like a resume. And hey, if you're a business owner, you're not looking for a job. So stop looking like a stinking resume, right? I don't care that you're good at Microsoft Word. That doesn't help your business. Get the heck out of here. So fix that first. So second, and this is really important, follow them on LinkedIn. So LinkedIn now lets you follow people. You don't have to necessarily connect because, frankly, to send a connection request to somebody that you don't know, you're taking a risk that LinkedIn is not going to get you marked as spam and booted the heck off the platform. So follow first. And then third, and this is the hard part, is you got to pay attention and add value to them, even if they're silent on LinkedIn. So what does that mean? That means if you look them in the eyes, remember we talked about this, you see this is something that could be valuable for them, then send them a private message. Don't embarrass them in public. Send them a private message and say, hey, this is valuable. And if you're not connected and you don't have the ability to send them a private message, if you're going to add value, send an email that just adds value, because the goal of an email is not to close the sale. It's to further the conversation. So add value as much as you can. Do those three things and you can get connected and add supreme value to your network and close more sales.
All right. So you alluded to this a little bit, but tell me, what is the difference between a connection and a capital C connection?
Yeah. So a lot of people, right, they collect connections with a little C on LinkedIn. I've got 30,000 connections. I'm connected to 13,453 people. Well, how many of them even know your face when you show up in their feed, right? A capital C connection is a real person that you're really connected to. I mean, Melinda, after now we've spent a couple hours together, right? We're big C connected. If we see each other, I'm going to give you a big hug. And you're hopefully not going to, you know, call the cops on me this time, right? So that's good. I appreciate that. So if we think about that, and we really think about if our goal is to deeply connect to someone, not just loose connection, but deeply connect, it means that we've added great value. It means that we've maybe been just a little bit vulnerable, not completely vulnerable. I don't got to tell you about my athlete's feet for us to be friends, right? For us to do business, but a little bit vulnerable around there. And we also have to be relevant. And this is the thing that often people miss. We're just connections on LinkedIn. Who the heck cares? I would much rather have a conversation with you so we can get to the big C way faster than we be little C connections on LinkedIn and never talk.
Right. No, I couldn't agree with you more. I do think there's people that just collect people and they never, you know, it's like, you know, you get to the point where, what is the point? You know, I recently passed 10,000 connections on LinkedIn, but I actually know, I would say a good 7,500 of the 10,000 people that have connected to me, I met them personally. And so it's a different level of connection. And so one of the things I'm glad LinkedIn has kind of stopped is I don't get these random requests from people asking me to introduce them to people. And I don't know them. It's like, I'm not introducing you to the CEO, Pitney Bowes. Are you crazy? Why would I do that? I don't know you, you know? So I get what you're saying about big C, little C. Now, listen, when is it too soon to ask for business? Like, how far along in you're building these relationships do you come in and ask for the business? How do you do that?
Well, the sooner you can take it offline, the sooner you can ask for the business. So almost never do you want to make a public ask of, hey, buy my stuff, click my crap. Now, sometimes we do that with webinars, and that's okay, right? Because that's still valuable. That's all right. But usually, we then want to take it more private, send a private message, send a private email, and have a conversation like we're having here. So if we have a private conversation and we listen, and we pay attention, and we connect in a relevant way, anytime in that conversation when there is an opening for, does it make sense to go deeper and have a real conversation about how I could help you? How my service could help you, how my product could help you. That's when it's soon enough. So when you can take it offline, because it's selling with social, remember, not on social. So once we get it off of social and we have a conversation, anytime in that conversation after we've listened first, right? Two ears, one mouth, pay attention, and then you can ask for the business, because then it makes sense to ask for the business based on the conversation, not randomly like, hey, Melinda, I know we haven't talked in years, but you know what? I got something that's really awesome and you should buy my stuff. That's stupid. That doesn't sell.
That's exactly what I want, to hear from somebody who hasn't talked to me in 5 years who wants to sell me something and not like ask how my kid is doing, you know?
Like, yeah. You want to buy a watch? Like, come on.
Yeah. No, that doesn't work. All right. I got one last question for you, Phil. Listen, what is your content formula to drive leads? Everybody's doing content. Everybody's doing too much content. There's a lot of bad content out there. Do you have a content formula to drive leads?
Well, my content formula first, of course, is video, right? We have to have some video because people need to see our energy and see if they actually like our style. That's really important. I am not for everybody. People that get scared of somebody with my energy probably aren't going to work with me. Let's just be honest. Okay. So that's the first thing. Video is important. But then the second piece of content is actually going out and commenting on other people's posts and getting in their feed. Because here's the thing, right? If I just sit in my living room and I'm like, well, you know, here comes some business and there it goes. Yeah, I'm not going to really do very well. We still have to hunt. The whole hunt is still important. And hunt is also four letters. Help. is four letters. So by hunting, we have to help. So go out, comment, like, share. If you look at the LinkedIn feed, you don't believe me. You think, oh, Phil, you should push more content. Here's the thing. My LinkedIn feed now, if I look at 10 posts, three are advertisements, three are video or some long form post, and four are likes, shares, and comments. If all I'm doing is producing content, I'm only getting in the feed three times. But if I like, I share, I comment, now I'm in the feed up to seven times. I have people say, dude, you're the first person that always comes up in my LinkedIn feed. Well, no kidding. It's because I'm purposely interacting. I'm not just barfing content out there. I'm interacting. And the content strategy is to engage and be engaging.
Wow, Phil, that was some brilliant stuff. I feel like, dang, you just really said something here. You lots of tweetable stuff out here. I hope my fans out there are sharing the great lessons and gems. And Phil, thank you so much. Listen, you guys, I appreciate you all so much. Thank you so much for joining me on Small Biz Chat. We will be back next week, next Wednesday. The mission of Small Biz Chat is to end small business failure. I'm Melinda Emerson, Small Biz Lady, and I will leave you with this. You never lose in business. Either you win or you learn. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Small Biz Chat podcast with Melinda Emerson. For more resources and small business success strategies, visit succeedasyourownboss.com. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and join us next Wednesday.